All right, good afternoon. Welcome to another edition of the Dennis Stuckey Show. Dennis Stuckey's here. Brady Beaton's here. I don't know if Brady's going to get much of a chance to talk. Are you going to stand by me?
Yeah, probably.
Will. Risk me belting you in your injured shoulder?
I just hit you with my good arm.
Yeah, that wouldn't be anything new. It's a Wednesday. That means it's a Prowler Day. Coach couldn't be here. They're giving him some teeth or something. I don't know what it is. But we've got Matt Graham is here. Alex Johnson is here. And Brendan Parkhouse is here. And they were telling me their bus war stories. Because that's what we do. All hockey guys get together and we talk about bus stories. But I was asking what happened with Sunday's game, and the guys were telling me bus troubles happened to Sunday's game. But it actually started on Saturday? And yeah. Anyone can jump in.
Yeah, we had some problems just getting to Watertown. And so we actually were nursing the bus for the last 4 hours, what should be, and it took us several more hours than that. We were topping out about 30 to 40 miles per hour and overheating about every 10, 15 miles that would stop us for another 10, 15 minutes. So not fun.
So it was just decided when the game was done Saturday night, you weren't going to bother trying to go through Canada to get to North Shore.
Yeah, it was going to be a process. And so instead, we had a repairman come on Sunday morning and fix our bus. And by that time, it was too late to be able to make it to a game or anything. So they called it.
Watertown's in upstate New York, if you don't know. And upstate New York is where all Port Huron buses break down. When it was the Beacons, we were the Beacons. We've had a lot of teams here, a lot of different names. So we were the Beacons, and this is when Brent Gretzky played here in Port Huron, Wayne's younger son. So we get picked up. We have to go to Elmira. We cut through Canada to get to Elmira, so we stop in Brantford. And Brent is going to give us a tour, and we meet Walter, and we go down, and it's like a wing of the Hockey Hall of Fame in the basement, Wheaties boxes with Wayne and all kinds of great stuff that probably shouldn't just be sitting out in somebody's basement because it's probably worth gajillions of dollars. And our bus driver is just geeked because he gets to meet Wayne Gretzky's dad and go into the basement and see the backyard pond. This guy is just having the time of his life. So he takes us the rest of the way to Elmira. And he orders room service in Elmira. And the little girl delivers the room service in Elmira, and he answers the door with no clothes on. Huh. He gets arrested. Indecent exposure. So now we're sitting in Elmira with a game to play, and our bus driver needs to be bailed out. So we get all that squared away, but on our way to the rink, the bus breaks down. So we have to, like, walk the last two blocks with the bags and everything to the rink at Elmira. We play the game, fine. He's supposed to be getting the bus fixed because we have to leave to go to Adirondack. And Adirondack to Elmira, same state, not a short bus ride. It's like 6 hours. So he kind of gets the bus fixed. Kind of. It gets us as far as the next town, which is Binghamton. And then in Binghamton, we sit in a mall parking lot while we wait for another bus company to send us a bus. And this guy's going to stay behind and get our bus fixed. So we end up getting to Adirondack half hour after the game was supposed to start. They give you a little 10-minute warm-up while everybody's watching you. The other team's sitting at their bench laughing at you. And then we go out. We proceed to get destroyed in that game. We've got to go back to Port Huron and play a Sunday home game. So we got like a 12-hour bus ride ahead of us, and we've got like a 4 o'clock afternoon home game against Elmira again. And the bus driver finally shows up with our bus, which hasn't been fixed, at 3 o'clock in the morning. We get back to Port Huron, long story short, we get back to Port Huron about a half hour before we're supposed to face off against Elmira. And I don't know how well you guys know the bars in New York, but they don't close till like four. So guys aren't sitting in the rink. We've got Gretzky and a veteran team. They're not sitting in the rink waiting for the bus. They're across the street at the bar. So they were stewed the whole trip back, hungover getting off the bus. We come out, we score the first 4 goals of the game. Gretzky gets 2 of them. We lost 9-4. Lost all 3 games that weekend. Bus trouble, arrested bus driver. He's probably a fugitive now because he left the U.S. to cut through Canada to get back to the U.S., and I'm sure you can't do that when you've been bailed out of jail. But at any rate.
Oh, boy.
And that's just one of the bus stories I could tell you. That's just one of them. But we're having fun. Brendan Parkhouse is here. He's from California. Where in California?
Rancho Cucamonga.
Yeah, easy for you to say. Is that anywhere near Graham?
Actually, same town.
Okay. I probably knew that and just forgot. But so did you guys actually like know each other and grow up? Is it a small town? Is it a big town?
We actually went to the same high school on the same team since we were about 14 years old. So that's every season except for last season. Last season was the first season that we didn't play on the same team.
Okay. So, like, you guys went over to Europe, too, for a little while.
Yeah.
Where'd you play in Europe?
Slovakia. So it was in, a small village called Detva. But,
okay.
Yeah, Slovakia.
Of all the places that these guys can go to Europe, you go, like, to Norway, Sweden, Switzerland, Germany, France, Italy. They play hockey in Italy. You guys go to Slovakia?
It chose us.
Yeah. It's all situational. You know, like the Italian leagues and the French leagues, they only play like one game per week and they only practice like twice a week. The Spain league, same kind of thing. So like, yeah, it'd be nice to go to some of these countries and see, but you know, you don't go over there for hockey. And so Slovakia was, mostly about the hockey. And so we got to go over there and we played like 50-game season, and we were playing 2 to 3 games per week and practicing every day. So it was still about hockey. But some of the other spots, they're like, no, we're here just one game per week, a couple practices, and we'll pitch you a couple dollars on the side. So
go have fun and sightsee. What about the language barrier? Is that tough? Because I can't imagine that's an easy language.
So I was there for, I think, like 3 months the first year, and I understood nothing. And then he came the second year, and we started learning the language a little bit better. And, they were giving me crap all the time because they're like, he's picked it up and he's only been here for, 3 months and you know nothing still. But, I don't know. I mean, we spent two seasons there. So it was near the end, we could say the basics and then, some just random phrases and stuff. So.
A lot of people over there do speak English, though, a little bit, don't they?
Not there, no.
Not there?
That's okay. Probably one of, it's considered Eastern Europe, so that's one of the countries where... they don't buy into English more. They buy into Russian more, I'd say. So,
okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was tough. It was really tough.
but now you know enough that you can yammer a little bit at some of our goalies.
Yeah. Yeah. We're the translators, I guess.
That's always fun. I always wonder about that, too, because it's got to be hard for a lot of those guys, and especially in this league, because a lot of them are young guys. They come over here. I can't imagine, like, in North Shore, where you've got 9 different new Czech players every week.
Yeah.
That's got to be a nightmare.
Well, their coach is Czech, though, isn't he? So he speaks Czech, and all the English guys on the other on the team have a hard time understanding him now.
I couldn't imagine being in that formula. Now, Alex Johnson tells me he was born in Minnesota but raised in South Dakota.
That's right.
And there really is a place called South Dakota.
There is.
I've been a lot of places in hockey. I don't think I've ever been to South Dakota.
A lot of people say that. A lot of people say I'm the first South Dakotan they've ever met.
You might be. You might be. Who's a famous person from South Dakota?
Brock Lesnar is from South Dakota.
Who's wrestler, Brock Lesnar?
Professional wrestler, WWE.
Yeah, the UFC, WWE, amateur wrestler. He basically is the scariest man on the face of the earth.
Heavyweight.
Yeah, he was he won a national title in amateur wrestling in college, then went on to go to the WWE, was like their biggest guy at like 24 years old, quit that to go try the NFL, didn't do that, dominated UFC, made a buttload of money there, then went back to the WWE now and is making unbelievable amounts of money.
And you go to Wayne State, and I know what you do now instead of going to class. All right, so I'm glad you knew that because I didn't know who Brock Lesnar was. I have absolutely no clue on any of that that stuff. If I want cage fighting and big-time wrestling, I go to a Prowler game and watch Nick Wright. I could say that. Nick's been on the program, and I actually know that he's a really nice guy. But you guys have to appreciate having him on your team as opposed to ever having to to piss somebody off on the other side and have him line up across from you?
Well, I've gotten that firsthand. So, he was sent out after me last year, so I definitely had that.
And actually, you did play with him before, didn't you?
No, I didn't.
You weren't? You guys weren't in Berlin together?
No, I was in Danbury and Brewster.
Oh, okay. Oh, Brewster. Ah, Brewster. Guys, did you ever play on the outdoor rink?
Yeah, we had an outdoor game both years with Danbury and with Brewster.
Wow.
Little. No lines.
You've had to overcome a lot of injuries, haven't you, Alex?
Yeah, two last year. Actually, the first time I've ever been injured was last season, and I tore my MCL to start the year the day before our first game, and then I came back, and 24 games in, I had shoulder surgery.
Great. So you had a lot of fun. So you know you actually had the similar injury to what Brady is recovering from now. For those that haven't been following the show this week, Brady had a lobotomy on Monday. A labrum. Yeah. Labrum, lobotomy. Kind of sounds the same to me. So he had a labrum injury that was repaired, finally. Yeah. It's been going on, since your sophomore year of high school?
Yeah.
So he finally got that fixed, and you had a similar injury. So you can attest to the fact that he's grumpy because he's in a little bit of pain.
Yeah, it's not a fun thing. Hard to sleep at night. You have to sleep sitting up.
Yeah.
How long of a recovery?
6 months to 100%.
I couldn't do anything for 4 months. Like, not you can't run, you can't do anything.
And that would explain why you played about 20 games last year.
Yep.
We had to carry him from room to room, actually.
See how nice these guys are? All right. We're going to take a break, and we'll have the guys stick around for another segment. We can actually talk about the team, which is on a little bit of a roll right now. They've won 4 in a row. So more with the Prowlers in just a moment. Don't go away. All right, welcome back. It's the Dennis Stuckey Show. Brady is here in the background lurching over my shoulder. We don't have enough microphones for the number of people that we have in the room. But Brendan Parkhouse is here, Alex Johnson is here, and Matt Graham is here from the Prowlers, who have won 4 in a row. And now I find out that I went to bed early on Saturday night before the game was actually done, thinking that the Prowlers had won in shootout. Well, you did win in shootout, just not the way I thought you did.
So Saturday night was kind of a debacle. Going to overtime, and then we go into a shootout. And the rules of our league this year changed from previous years, and now we follow the East Coast Hockey League rules. Well, in the East Coast Hockey League rule book, it says that it's a three-man shootout. So the ref came over and goes, hey, with three-man shootout, you know, telling us kind of the rules and everything. We go out there, we win in the three-man shootout. We all hop the bench, we celebrate it. Everyone's cheerful. We go back in the locker room. We're all celebrating. The win song goes on. Pizzas are out. Everyone's kind of celebrating. About 10 minutes into us being in the locker room, you know, guys come back into the room and they go, hey, you know, the Watertown team, they're still on the bench. They're protesting this game because they've already had a shootout this year and it went 5 rounds and not 3, just like the old rules. So we all get on our phones looking up the rules and everything like that, and we find that, in the East Coast Hockey League, it's 3 rounds. And we're, like, showing the guys on the bench, and they were like, yeah, but we play different here and stuff. Well, the commissioner of the league and, you know, also the owner of the Watertown Wolves standing there, and they decide that, no, we play East Coast Hockey League rules except for the shootout. So it's a 5-man shootout, and he looks at us and he goes, well, you guys are undressed, so you're going to forfeit the game. And that's when things kind of went berserk. And
I imagine that Coach Joe is not going to take that too lightly.
He was really calm.
So the refs were there, and the refs couldn't believe it because they had said, you know, the game's over. I don't get what's going on. But we told them, look, you're going to have to give us, you know, 3-4 minutes. And so our goalie was completely undressed, and he was just standing there in his socks and his understuff. And he goes, all right. So he hurries. He gets his stuff on. We got probably 7 or 8 guys dressed. Maybe. 7 or 8 guys dressed because now we can reuse players.
Yeah.
So we've got guys who are already in their suits and guys, you know, in their towels. And they're just like, well, I'm not going to shoot. So go out there. So we went back out there and we actually went 4 more rounds in the shootout. And we won again. And it was probably the biggest celebration that you've ever seen. Guys come running on the ice with their suits, guys on their towels. You know, everyone's around in their street shoes. The skates were jumping around. We're celebrating. We're screaming so loud. It was Oh, we, you know, Coach Joe actually said, you know, he came into the locker room. He goes, that's 4 points. And we all kind of were like, huh? Like, what are you getting? He goes, because we won twice in a shootout. he was dying. It was good.
Yeah, he doesn't wear it on his sleeve at all, does he?
No.
Oh, I love it. So, yeah, I mean, in years past, I know it was the five, and then after three, you could use the same guys over and over again, but I'd never heard something like that. Again, there's always confusion. Nobody knows the rules or what rules we're playing. All that stuff should be laid out before the season starts so that everybody knows it.
That makes too much sense.
Yeah. and the refs that we had, they said, look, we got an email about it. It's a three-man shootout. But then once they started saying, oh, we've already had a five round, and they're like, okay, we can't do that. So then they got the head referee chief on the phone, and he goes, no, we're doing it five then. And like we said, like it was like 25 minutes literally from the time that we got off the ice winning the first time to getting on the ice to go out for more shootouts. So
now the next time we play Watertown, if it goes to a shootout and they're ahead after three shooters, how much you want to bet they're going to want to end it there?
Oh, 100%.
I thought it was a really good win on Friday, too, coming from behind against Danville. I don't know if you guys know this or not, but I hate those guys. I hate them a lot, and I really don't like when we don't beat them. And I know they're hard to beat. You know, they got the same eight guys that have played there every year for the last 1,000 years, and they're all big and whatever. I hate losing to those guys. So when we came back and won on Friday night, I thought that was a particularly good win, especially – being down 2 goals to that team, I can't imagine it's real easy to come back. Plus two, we were playing against the ref. Okay, I said that. So you guys don't get in trouble. But and then the new guy scores the winning goal, so that was pretty cool too. But kind of take me back to Friday night and that win.
No, yeah, like we were down two, like you said. And then, you know, that like they are a very tough team to come back on. You know, I think it was a real good team win. You know, it showed the character and perseverance, I guess, that we have. So,
you know, like last year and the year before, those teams would have lost their minds. You fall behind, the officials giving you a rough night, guys would have snapped, you guys would have started taking penalties, and it would have gotten ugly. You kept your composure, which was, I thought, another reason to applaud being able to come back and win that game. This is last year's team. Guys are out there spearing guys, getting thrown out. Mahfouz is throwing his gloves up in the air and skating off the ice, waving to the crowd, and the whole thing is just a debacle.
It would have been over. And you know what? That's something that, you know, myself being here last year and this year, that we've been able to change, you know, completely 180. It's because, you know, last year we didn't have a room full of guys that were in it for a team goal. And, you know, we'd come together and we'd have good wins and stuff. But, you know, this year, you know, you can look at guys and just go, look, this is the team thing. Take the hits when you need to. Shy off. Don't do the penalties. And I think in the room, you know, when we're down in these games and stuff, we look at each other and we're like, okay, you know, we're going to war. Just strap on your boots and we're going to do it together. And the team responds really well. The locker room is the right mindset, and we get on the ice, and it's definitely the right mindset.
It's always changing in this league, too. It's never like there's a set lineup from weekend to weekend. Guys get hurt. Guys get a chance to go to the SPHL, and they take it. Guys are moving in and out all the time. We've had trades. Do you feel like you finally got a group here and that you're kind of coming together? And that this is the team we might have for a little while, and that there's some chemistry. I know you and Dalton have been playing now with Yanni, and yeah, that line's been together pretty good. And you're always with Robo, but you haven't always had – I mean, it was Little John at the start, then Dustin was there for a little while. So, I mean, things have changed there. And Alex, you play on a line that has up to five guys.
Yeah. Yeah, I think we're finding it, though, really now. The lineup from top to bottom, each line is contributing. We all chipped in on that win on Friday night. Yeah, I think it's really coming together.
How are you feeling? I know you were dinged up.
I'm good now, yeah.
You're good now?
Yeah, I'm good.
And I disclose no injuries, but Robo's doing all right.
Everyone who had alien injuries or pains or dings is definitely 100% better right now. You know, unfortunately, the only person who's dinged up right now is the new guy. The new guy, he went and actually the two players that got traded for each other got into, they just ran into each other in the middle of the ice at full speed, and it was legs on legs. And so he's walking around with his knee right now, but Doc says that he'll let him rest it, and then as soon as he's ready to go, he's good.
All right.
So it's up to him.
Good thing. A couple of road games coming up this week at Watertown and at Cornwall. I'm sure that it'll be a busy weekend, but keep going after it, guys. We like it when you win.
We do, too.
Thanks for coming on today.
Thank you.
All right, filling in for Coach, who used his dental problems as an excuse to get out of the show today. I think we should make him skate without pucks tomorrow. All right, we'll take a break, and we'll be back with more of the Dennis Stuckey Show in just a little bit, so don't go away.